you stand one more time with me? I already taught you, but would you let me talk to you about Jesus for a while? In the book of Matthew, chapter 1, the Bible says, in verse 21, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." 23 says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son for a body, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Say, "Jesus, would you pray with me for a moment? Lord Jesus, we feel something great and wonderful in this place. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, anoint these lips of clay. Help me just now. Open our hearts even wider. Thank you for those who have been healed thus far in the service. Thank you for one at least who has received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for these great testimonies. We worship you in Jesus' name." And everyone said, "Amen." The Lord bless you. You may be seated. We represent the greatest cause in this world. The fact that we understand that Jesus is sovereign and Lord is the greatest understanding that can come to man. Jesus is the most unique central figure that has ever stepped on the horizon of man's existence. One poet became so impressed with him that he wrote a poem entitled "The Touch of the Master's Hand." That poem concludes with words like this: "And many a man with life out of tune is battered and scarred, much like the old violin. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that is wrought by the touch of the master's hand." Another poet wrote a poem that you will find on many Christmas cards and other cards of condolences throughout the year, entitled "One Solitary Life." That poem concludes with these words: 19 wide centuries have come and gone, and I am far within the mark when I say that all the armies that ever marched, all the navies that were ever built, all the kings that ever reigned, all the parliaments that ever sat, put together, have not affected the life of man as powerfully upon this earth as has that one solitary life. We know this man to be Christ Jesus. He, Jesus, has become the inspiration for more poems and songs than all the mountains, lakes, dramas, kings, queens who have ever reigned. Jesus is a constant stream of inspiration. Kings have bowed at his feet. Peasants by the thousands have named the name of Jesus. More have volunteered in his army than any military post has ever been able to attract. He has won so many battles, and yet he has never fired a shot. Kings and queens have bowed at his feet. People like you and me have come to the very throne of God and been able to speak the name of Jesus. Shepherds announced to the world that his name would be Jesus. Yeshua, Joshua, salvation. Jehovah is our salvation. And you and I today are speaking that name here and feeling the wonder-working power of the presence of a man from Galilee who was no ordinary man, but was Emmanuel, God with us, God in the flesh, reconciling the world to himself. William Booth, who started the Salvation Army — may I say that we are the real Salvation Army — But he started a movement that was profoundly anointed. I have read his life story and staggered at the tremendous faith this man had. And so, on a tour I took several years ago to Europe and Israel, when we went to London, England, I broke away from the group and went to the National Art Galleries in London, knowing as I do, having had an interest in art and doing some painting myself, I know that the eyes are the looking glass of the soul, and that if a person really has the Spirit of God alive in them, you will be able to see it in the eyes. Every artist who does portrait work knows that the chin may be off, the nose may be too short or too long, but if the eyes are captured in likeness, the portrait will sell, because the eyes are the identity of the soul, the individual, and the person. You can tell everything you want to know about someone else by looking into their eyes. I know the Bible says, but power shall come upon you after that you have received the Holy Ghost. I had always believed, after reading Booth's account, that he must have had the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I also knew that if the artist was a good one, he would have captured that in the eyes of this man. I didn't have a lot of time. I went to the man that was in charge. I told him who I was. I had X amount of minutes. I said, I want you to take me to William Booth's portrait that I know hangs in this gallery somewhere. He went to the register. He looked it up. We took an elevator. I walked into a room and I stood in front of a life-size portrait of a man that I had never met, but someone I had read about, and lifted my eyes slowly and looked into the face of a man who affected the nation of England, and knew as I gazed into his eyes that there was something in there more profoundly powerful than anything this world has ever known. Something called the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It is my candid opinion and feeling that every great reformer had the baptism of the Holy Ghost speaking with tongues. They could not have done what they did without it. It is impossible! Booth, I believe with all of my heart, had the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He turned the city upside down. He turned the country upside down. And when he died, his children flew from all parts of the world to give their last respects to their father. But there was a very unusual something that took place at his funeral. Queen Mary, who was the reigning monarch of his hour, was so impressed with what Booth had done to her kingdom and to her nation that she disguised herself as a peasant and came to Westminster Abbey and slipped in the door and sat at the back along the aisle. Unknown to Queen Mary, she was seated beside an ex-harlot who had been converted under Booth's ministry. The Queen was looking at the people, and suddenly this ex-harlot began to talk to the Queen, whom she could not have recognized, and told her ugly story and how that a man who had preached Jesus in the streets had affected her life. And Queen Mary wept and broke under the anointed testimony of a woman who was nothing, who had become something because of a man called Jesus. Let me tell you that Jesus has put a burning desire in the hearts of many to serve him. What is there about this man that caused an aged man, Polycarp, to stand at a stake to be burned and would not allow them to tie him? He said, let me stand in these flames of my own volition. He said, 86 years have I served him. He hath done me no wrong. I cannot deny him. What is it about this man, Christ Jesus? He told a storm to hush. He told a sea to rage no more. He told the wind to be still and there was silence. He told the blind man to see, and he saw. He told deaf ears to open, and men and women heard. He told death to flee, and death walked back into the shadows from which it had come, and life and warmth and pulsation came into human beings, and they were resurrected. For someone had heard him say, "I am the resurrection and the life." He told leprosy to depart, and yet he said, "I thirst, I hunger, I am weary," yet the elements obeyed him. How is it that the wind understood? How is it that the waves understood? How is it that the sun darkened when he died? I'll tell you why. Because they knew who he was. Oh, that men would obey him. Oh, that men would hearken to his voice. Oh, that men would understand who he is, and let his every wish be their command. He would not condemn a harlot, yet he allowed men to condemn him. His hands fondled children with love and tenderness, yet he gripped the handle of a whip and drove money changers from his father's house. He was the kind of man who told Peter that before the cock crows, you will have denied me thrice. What trumpet of dawn, what trumpet of dawn was used to awaken Peter? This rooster was just an ordinary barnyard rooster. Many had seen it come and go, but this rooster was appointed to a divine commission, because as Peter staggered away from a trial, suddenly to the throat of this normal, average, everyday rooster, there came a special kind of anointing. And that trumpet of dawn sounded forth, and Peter wept bitterly. I am telling you today, as a man of God, we did not see all that we should have seen at the end of that Sunday school class. Not all of us yielded as we ought to have yielded. But I'm telling you this morning, before we leave this place, before the bell strikes high noon, and before the pendulum swings, and the AM becomes PM, I want you to remember this. What trumpet of dawn somewhere will trumpet and cause you to remember that you have failed him, that you have not done what you should have done. What gate of memory will be opened to you? For we have not hearkened as we need to hearken. How many of you think he is worth living for? How many of us feel he is worth dying for? What do you think of this Jesus who took your sins away? What do you think of this Jesus who delivered you from the clutches of the devil? What do you think of him who took away your emptiness and your loneliness, and your smoking, and your drinking, and your immorality? What do you think of him? How do you feel about him? One Sunday morning in a service like this, standing in a home missionary setting in Connecticut, in the state of Connecticut, I was preaching about Jesus. A girl came and wept at the altar, and as I went to her and began to pray, I did not know as I approached her, she had never been to church in her life. She had never heard anything about the gospel in America. Suddenly she took her hands down, looked into my eyes, and she said to me, she said, "Is it possible that the Jesus you talked about today died for me?" I said, "Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, he did." "Why?" "Because," she said, "because I saw him hanging up on some kind of a beam. I saw him bleeding." I said, "That was for you." "And it was for me." She lifted her hands. "And he who died for all mankind filled her with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking with tongues." What do you think of this man, Christ Jesus? hospital and say, Holy Ghost, say it again. Again. How many of you are here today who believe in Jesus? Who love Him? How many of you are here today? So you believe in Him and you love Him. You have never ever spoken with tongues anywhere in your life. How many people are here like that? You've never ever spoken with tongues. Would you raise your hand and be honest with me today? 1, 2, 3, 4. You can do what you want to with me. You can think what you want. But you can't, Jesus. Someday you'll stand before Him. Someday He'll ask you to give an account of this hour and this moment. Every word. What will you do with Him? Would you stand? You want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Only takes seconds to get it. You want to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, begin with tongues. Would you come from where you are today and stand right here? You want more? Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Those of you who raised your hands who would like to have the Holy Ghost, come and stand right here today. Come from where you are to this altar of prayer in Jesus' name. Don't be afraid. Don't let anybody stop you. Come. That's it. That's it. Or there will be a trumpet of dawn someday. If you will raise your hands and begin to worship the Lord, praise Him today.
Somebody
wants. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus was not done with us. Those of you who know how to pray, come to these who are standing here today. You need to come. You need to come and stand with us. I'm looking right at you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You get your arms folded. You get a blue shirt on. You get long hair. You need to come today into the presence of the Lord. People are coming for a renewal to help in the name of Jesus. There's something about that name. Something about it today. In Jesus' name, lift your hands and worship the Lord and praise Him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There are others coming. This one is weeping. He's not done with us yet today in this place. I knew He wasn't. Those of you who want to pray, come and gather around behind these. Those of you who must leave, those of you who must go home, you are dismissed to go in the name of Jesus. But those of you who want to lead somebody to the feet of Jesus today, would you come and would you transmit this? Hallelujah, Jesus, yes. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just lift your hands to the Lord.
And all heaven.
And all heaven.
Kingdom.
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 Kingdom. Kingdom.
said, "Church, would you gather in with us? These are all brand new people. They're hungry for a fresh touch from God." Said, "Church, would you gather in with us this morning?